The UN Refugee Agency accuses the Al-Houthi rebel forces and government troops of fighting with utter disregard for the safety and well-being of civilians in and around Sa'dah City in northern Yemen. It says people forced to flee their homes arrive at a camp in the neighboring Hajjah province, traumatized and exhausted. It says the majority of the displaced are women carrying hungry children and crying babies. UNHCR spokesman Andre Mahecic says the situation for civilians inside Sa'dah City is critical as the street battles rage on in several neighborhoods and in the old part of the city.
Most of the displaced are stranded and dangerously exposed to the fighting as they are unable to reach safer areas. Mines and unexploded ordnance on the roads increase the risks for those trying to flee the area. Inside Sa'dah City, people are living in extreme conditions. There is no water and electricity in Sa'dah since the 12th of August, and the food reserves are definitely running out. Clashes have also spread to Harf Sufyan in Amran province, south of Sa'dah, forcing a new wave of IDPs.
The UN Children's Fund is one of many UN agencies urgently appealing for the establishment of a so-called humanitarian corridor, which would allow them to reach the people in Sa'dah with desperately needed aid. UNICEF says children are bearing the brunt of this conflict, and many now have to live in camps, schools, or with host families. With each passing day, it says, the lives and well-being of these children are at increased risk. The World Food Programme says food supplies in Sa'dah City are in critically short supply. WFP staff members who had to leave Sa'dah because of the dangers now are providing services to internally displaced people in camps in Hajjah and Amran provinces. WFP spokeswoman Amelia Casella says people in Hajjah are also suffering from extreme weather conditions.
For many of them, it's unbearable heat compared to the mountainous area they fled from. And because of the heat, some children are suffering from skin diseases. Those who've managed to flee with their livestock are seeing that their livestock, mainly goats, are dying, in fact, from these conditions. Some families have been wandering around for almost a month and really with no shelter and barely any assistance. So they're arriving in Hajjah in pretty rough conditions, and we're particularly concerned about that.
Casella says WFP is preparing to provide special nutrition for children under five. But this is a problem because aid workers are unable to reach the vast majority of people who need assistance. To date, she says WFP has only been able to distribute food to some 13,000 people, while 150,000 are in need of such assistance. The UN Refugee Agency says it is ready to launch a cross-border operation from Saudi Arabia to assist IDPs scattered north of Sa'dah City as soon as it gets the green light from both governments. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.